Man meets a girl on the dance floor or something, and he wants to take, wants to go home with her, you know, and he says, May I
take you home tonight?
And would it make any difference if it was if he was on a walk or if he was in a car?
Well, I don't reckon it would if he was, well, able to walk with her.
And to get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope around the front and you...
You put it up, pull it up there on that time. Get the boat started in it, and you take the lever and pull it up with the rope.
But if your car is stuck in the mud, you have to get behind it and...
push it out.
If you carry a heavy suitcase a long way, instead of saying, I carried it, you could say, I...
toted it.
If a child is about to touch, stove, you say, what to it?
Don't do that, it'll burn.
Would you ever say, don't...
don't touch.
And if you want a knife, you send somebody for it, you say, go what, the knife?
Go fetch me, or go to fetch me the knife. That's what I'd say. Go fetch me that knife.
And what kind of outdoor games did you play when you were a little girl?
I played running around the mountain and dropping a handkerchief around you.
What about hiding games?
Well, we played hide and seek.
What did you call the place you ran for?
Home, we call that the base.
And when you throw a ball, you ask somebody to what it?
To catch, you got one in the home plate and one to catch it.
And you might say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing for trout all day, but I haven't
caught one.
And if you're talking to somebody, you might say, oh, there's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
You're in a hurry a little while longer. I don't have to worry. That's what I'd say.
And if you were working at something just over and over and over, and you couldn't get it right, but you just figured out how to do it, and somebody was letting you try, he might say, well, you can't try anymore. You say, oh, please, just give me...
a few more minutes.
You give me one more
minute.
What about
change? One more change.
And if somebody has, if somebody always laughs at a joke and always gets the point of the joke, you say he's got a good sense of
humor.
If there's a real you're talking about somebody who didn't know anything about what was going on, but he tried to fool everyone.
Yeah, I'd say, well, he's just trying to fool everybody.
So you said he what? He knew it all.
He knew it all.
Would you say he met?
He was just a meddling and a knew it all.
Would you say he made out like he?
I'd say make out like he knew it, but he didn't.
And if somebody stole your pencil, if you had a pencil around, what would you say?
I'd say somebody got my pencil. I wouldn't accuse them of stealing until I knowed it was true, but I'd say someone took my pencil.
And so you say, who took
my pencil? I'd ask around until I found out.
Would it make any difference if it was something big, like if all your living room furniture was gone?
Well, I'd say somebody entered in and taken my furniture. I don't know who got it.
If I brought something back to you, you might say, well, I forgot.